You know how I say you're kind of living in a fantasy world a little bit of the time?
My life's a fantasy.
Well, you are a former legend for one reason and one reason only. Fantasy footy, while we're on the topic of fantasies, it's ramping up again this week. Another $10,000 up for grabs. How did you... You know what? You said $10,000, you hear 500 Holden Kamiras.
That's... Come on, mate. 50.
Sorry, 50. I actually tried to look on car sales for one. Not a single Holden Kamira for sale in Australia.
Really?
Do you have them all?
Yeah.
You just keep rebirthing them, one after the other.
Yeah, it's a small club.
Another $10,000 up for grabs this week from Sports Fantasy Pro, Australia's best daily and weekly fantasy footy with free and pay-to-play games. So you don't necessarily have to commit too often. You can do week by week, round by round, game by game. Commitment, your thing.
Can I put out a bit of a... confession.
Okay.
I thought Sports Fantasy Pro was something to do with a bunch of cheerleaders, a plate full of Coke.
Yeah, I was worried about that, which is probably why you're not winning very often. Yeah. Go to sportsfantasypro.com now. You can take us on to win your share of the $10,000 cash. It's Sports Fantasy Pro, your team,
your game.
Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, Australia gets belted in the third Ashes test. A fairly goods weekend for the AFL, and we mourn the loss of a loved one with the Twitter challenge. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, apparently I was implored to say this week. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. My name's Late Mailman. You can find me on Twitter at Late Mailman. You can find the podcast itself at FCTTB_podcast. And with me, he's a man called Former Legend. He's on Twitter as well, at @former_legend. Before I get to him, of course, this week's episode of Full Credit to the Boys, proudly brought to you by Sports Fantasy Pro's $10,000 NRL Round 22 prize pool, $10,000, money of which Former Legend has never really seen. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, can I talk about something before we crack into sport?
Okay.
The greatest scourge on Western society.
Good word, scourge.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you for...
Yeah.
It was on your word of the day toilet paper, wasn't it?
Clive taught me on the way over.
Okay.
He said, that's a scourge.
Okay.
You know what I hate more than anything at the moment?
You're the West Tigers.
No, okay. That's not fair. Self-serve checkouts at Woolies. That is the greatest myth in history.
Please place your item in the bagging area.
Let me ask you something, Hoodie. If I rocked up tomorrow morning
attendant
and said, I'm here to start a shift,
would
I get a gig? No, I wouldn't. You know why? I've done no fucking courses. I've never been trained. No one showed me how to use anything. However, that's good enough for me to walk up and start scanning my items.
That's true.
Now, with that in mind, I implore all Full Credit to the Boys listeners, shoplift. This is
your
chance.
Are you talking to Paul Osborne?
Well, I'm not talking to him. I'll talk for him.
Yeah.
Shoplift. Who's going to go crook on you if you accidentally not scan a couple of things? I've never been shown how to do it. No one's ever taught me. Must have made a mistake. Ha, ha, ha. Now, what happens if other places start this craze where they get you to do all their work for them, all their heavy lifting? What happens if we go to a cab on the way home from a pub and go, I'll drive. You just watch me. You just stand back and watch me.
Yeah.
You know? What if I go to a doctor? I'll have a crack at that, doc, if you don't mind.
What if we got on the second Friday night game and said, I'll commentate this one, thanks, mate? We'd hear a cheer across the nation.
I was going to say, we couldn't do any worse, you wouldn't imagine. So, with that in mind, people, shoplift. And we'll all work together to try and win this $10,000 on sportsfantasypro.com in case you need some bail money.
Okay. Let's try to restore some credibility and present some, the news. All right, NRL results from round 21. Now, they've fallen out of the whole mathematical chance thing a week earlier, those poor old West Tigers. But managed to take down, fourth or fifth place Melbourne Storm, 34-16, smashed them at the suburban ground of suburban grounds, Leichhardt Oval, on Friday night.
As Hoops calls it, the eighth wonder.
Yeah, there was 1,000 people per wonder because there was 7,000 people reported there.
Yeah, I know.
Tell me there was more than 5,000, and I'll point to your growing nose.
No, I won't be saying that.
scourge on the NRL for not putting it on a Sunday afternoon. Well, it's a no-brainer.
Sunday afternoon's the, yeah.
Maybe they were sick of Phil Gould making a mess in the commentary box on Sunday afternoons at Leichhardt.
I thought it was a fantastic win from the Tigers.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, the cream's rising to the top.
I wish I hadn't talked about Phil Gould just before that as well.
Oh.
The Roosters won an epic clash with the Bulldogs, breaking out a 22-0 lead. They were down 28-22 before winning 38-28. It was intense. And after watching that game, everyone was entitled to a post-coital cigarette.
Yeah. Mm. It was. Did you watch it?
It was exhausting.
It was some kind of game, wasn't it?
It was like Toyota Cup or Holden Cup or whatever the hell that soon-to-be-extinct competition is called.
Mm. I got to say,
Attack was the winner on the day.
That game, I fear for the Bulldogs this weekend.
Yeah,
I think that's going to have a.
You think Sam Cassiano is going to go up on murder charges?
No. I just think that that's going to take a lot out of them, emotionally and physically.
How about the Cronulla Sharks just continuing on their red hot streak, beating the PSJ Warriors, not to be confused with the NZ Warriors. The NZ Warriors feature Sean Johnson. The PSJ are the post Sean Johnson Warriors.
The bye, I think they call it.
18-14, that one was over there. The Cowboys blew past the Raiders, 32-24 as well.
Mm.
I think it's fair to say hobbled over the line.
Yeah. Did you see possibly one of the best passes I've ever seen from JT?
No, but I can imagine it. Was it a right to left?
Well, get Clive to put it on whatever they put it on.
Yeah.
Amazing. The face through traffic. No, through traffic.
My book.
I watched it twice and still couldn't figure out where it came from. He is a freak. An absolute freak.
He'd have to be $1 for Dally M, right?
He's
being paid out.
He's anchoring my leg, a three-leg multi.
All right.
As Dally M.
Imagine if one of the other legs was West Tigers to beat the Storm. By more than 13.
No, this is a long-term one I put on in March.
How about my prediction, just by the way? The white-hot Manly Sea Eagles.
Yeah, credit where credit's due.
You trumping full credit or just, some credit?
Yeah, if you throw enough darts, you'll hit the board eventually. Well done.
44-14. Speaking of big bets, 13 plus for the Seagulls would have been paying a princely sum. I reckon that would have been about $5 or $6.
Yeah, it would have been as handy as the 13 plus.
I have to say, I haven't seen Manly play that well since the prelim final of 2013 when they hosed Souths to make the grand final.
Speaking of cracking tries, what about Jamie Lyon's kickback infield?
What about just Jamie Lyon winding back the clock?
Unbelievable.
He had a scorcher. That was actually a really entertaining game to watch after five jugs of sangria.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh well. Were they out of Passion Pop or?
Yeah. I wish Clive hadn't written this next word. Dragons played in spurts. Ugh, spurts. That's got to be up there with moist and wow.
Dragon.
Wow.
Dragon, courtesy spurts, of Phil Gould. Mark Gasnier.
Ugh.
Sauce.
Fire up. The Dragons played in spurts to belt the Danny Badiris Knights 46-24 in the Battle of the Water Boys. I like that. Yeah. The caretaker coach, one of which is...
both of them have been Water Boys, haven't they?
Yeah, that's right. They cut to Danny Badiris when the Knights went up, I think 24-22 or something, and then I felt really sorry for him when they went down because I really like Danny Badiris. I think he's a good player, a great brain, and a fantastic fella as well.
Have you heard Joel Kane's story about Danny Badiris?
Yes. Yeah, it came out this week.
That's a fantastic story.
It came out this week, and he's told it to me. I've heard it from him many times before, and I kind of thought he was just sort of exaggerating it a little bit.
He was.
But when I heard the detail this week, I was like, wow, he genuinely was.
Do you want to tell the listeners?
So basically, Joel Kane and another kid from Taree were invited down to trial for the Dragons when they were about 14 or 16 or something like that. Joel was this, hotshot kid, and this other guy was just, a bit of a toiler. Anyway, Joel had the worst game of his life. This other kid had a blinder. Anyway, Joel's kicking his heels as he walks out of the place, and he gets a phone call soon after saying, "We want to sign you." And he said, "Hot diggity." And then about 6 months into his contract, they were like, "Why?" Well, he was thinking, "Why are they playing me at dummy half?" They're thinking, "Why is he sort of not performing?" They went through the tapes, and turns out they got him confused with Danny Badiris. So there you go. He tells the story really well, and he a lot of Self-deprecation and all that sort of stuff. So it was good. The Rabbitohs, they were very patchy against the Brave Panthers outfit, 20-14. I must admit, I said the Panthers might have won it this year. That was in lieu of saying the Cowboys, because you said the Cowboys. I'd like to see how they would have gone if they hadn't been so busted with injuries this year.
Who'd they lose this week? It's just an ongoing list.
I think John Cartwright was out. He won't be playing this weekend.
Is he? Another one?
Yeah.
Hip operation?
I don't think Izzard's playing this weekend either. Mm. It's a shame. And then, do we even talk about the Monday night game?
Oh, bad. How bad?
Let's just skip over it.
A shit sandwich.
How about this one as well? The Nate Miles, Tessa James, I think her surname. I don't think she's taken Miles, but Nate Miles, Tessa James story on Sunday night on Hodgkinson's lymphoma story.
It's, I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I got to admit, Nate Miles, Queenslander that he is, he comes across as quite a likable bloke.
Does, doesn't he?
Yeah. I never forget when in the stupid superheroes round last year, and he and the Sims boys were having a bit of a set too. And he said to the referee, "Oh, but sir, they're Thor. Look at them. They've got axes."
That's good.
And I thought, that's kind of funny in the heat of battle. So,
tell you what, looking at him on the TV the other night, it's been a while since I had a decent look. You'd hate to be buying him hats, wouldn't you? He has got a head.
He's got a veranda up
there.
Wow. I thought, though, you might agree with me here that Channel 7, they kind of dropped the ball a little bit.
They let themselves down.
They dropped the ball by not making Cameron Smith look like an arsehole.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a... I mean, journalism 101. You need an enemy.
Yeah,
surely.
Controversy sells.
Well, I heard that Tessa had Hodgkinson's lymphoma. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I thought, Trent's there. But he's going to be the arsehole. But no.
I thought they were going to rename it Cameron Smith's lymphoma or something like that.
But nothing.
No, it was a good story from those two, and they're... Got a nice new life ahead of them next year down in Manly, down in Sydney. So, all the best to them. Our second story: Australia got belted by England in the third Ashes test. No news there, except the openers went all right. Michael Clarke didn't. Adam Voges didn't.
Mm.
What do you reckon? Do you reckon Voges is in danger of being dropped for the in-form Sean Marsh? I mean, Marsh has been scoring runs in the.
Can I be honest? But I'm not told on Sean Marsh either.
You want Shane Watson back?
Well, we'll get to that later, but yeah, I don't know. It's all a bit of a worry. I mean, I was up and on my toes after the second test, and now I'm flat as a tack again, thinking, shit.
Hopefully they're just doing one for one sort of thing. What about Brad Haddon? Drop for Neville. I think he's, it's all she wrote.
Papers have been stamped. Bradley. There. What about Jimmy Anderson not playing next test? That's a shame.
Yeah, massive shame.
Yeah.
Massive show. In the AFL, and Adam Goodsless Swans smashed Adelaide by 8 goals, sucked in Adelaide.
Mm.
Terrible month for the Crows, though, in all seriousness, because it's been a tough month. Well,
we never touched on that month.
No, it's a difficult one
to
touch on.
It's a bad story, yeah.
Phil Walsh, of course, we're talking about. It's been an emotional rollercoaster. To be fair and to be respectful to them, they've held their shit together pretty well. Mm. Adam Goods, we spoke at length about last week. I couldn't stop thinking about it, to be honest, and I didn't know whether I wanted to say everything I was thinking of or nothing I was thinking of beyond that, because there's just so many fucking morons on social media, I've got to say. Just ignoramuses, I'll say. Ignoramuses.
They're not.
You're entitled to your opinion.
They're not just on social media, let me tell you. A couple of good conversations. I say conversations, they'd say arguments during the week about this. What I know is that once you've got an opinion on this, you're not going to change it.
Yeah, it's hard.
So I'd just like to say, we won't go into it, but thanks to Salt Horse, who gave us a bit of a shout out about the way we touched on it last week. So,
I think I'll finish it by saying I can sum it up, the differing opinions of those people that that had those opinions to me. I heard someone say this week during conversation, and it was a group conversation about it. One girl was shooting her mouth off without not knowing too much, without knowing enough about it.
Mm.
And I put her in her place pretty easily. Mm. One other one just chimed up with this one single line. You know, he's a celebrity. Like, just get over it.
Oh, yeah. Good.
That was the line. And that can, yeah. GWS Giants, meanwhile, were beaten by 3 goals in a gallant effort to go down to the Dockers, leaving their top 8 chances in jeopardy. But we'll see. It'd be great story to see the Giants make the top 8.
Their top 8, the AFL I'm talking about,
yes,
a bit similar to the NRL. 2 Perth teams, number 1 and 2. We've got 2 Brisbane, 2 Queensland teams, and 1
yeah,
and 2.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
The out-of-towners.
Yeah, so... they might have their grand final over in Subiaco, would you think?
That'd be awesome. I couldn't care less, to be honest, but that packed MCG is pretty damn awesome.
As long as Meatloaf plays, that's the only thing we really care for.
Substitute time. This is where we get a current sporting story, leave a blank at the end of the sentence, and fill it in using our creative imagination. So, to that end, the first one this week. With his current poor form, Michael Clarke is risking blank.
He's risking breathing life into the playing corpse of Shane Watson.
Imagine that. Clarkey getting dropped for...
it'd please him no end, wouldn't it? with what you...
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
What you've heard.
I can't keep They're up not with best mates. I can't keep up with the Aussie cricket team. I really can't. I'm still lamenting the loss of Michael Hussey. I think he should still be playing. Love that guy. With his current poor form, Michael Clarke is risking... I wrote, appearing in the Big Bash this year.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, I believe he's playing for the Stars. Eddie signed him. Eddie everywhere.
Truly. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. I think we spoke about this earlier. And he's also played, in inverted commas, the Thunder for the last 2 or 3 seasons.
I believe he's, if what I've heard is correct, he must play 5 games in the
Truly?
Big Bash. Yeah.
That's a fair chunk of games.
Yeah. That's what I've been told.
It's interesting.
So expect him to play.
Okay.
And
often. All right.
Well, so it'll be him and KP. I believe KP's coming back.
Kind of shoots my substitute down in flames, but whatever. Number 2. You know the Australian cricket team is getting old when blank.
You know they're getting old when they all have an afternoon nap in the tea break.
You know what?
They are old, aren't they?
Mark Waugh used to be... You know how casual he was with his technique and all that sort of stuff? He used to be so relaxed before he went out to bat. He used to fall asleep... leaning on the handle of his bat.
Did he?
Yep. He'd put his hands over the end of the bat and just fall asleep there, just waiting to bat. Like the champion he was.
I had a great night on the drink with Mark Waugh, can I tell you?
Yeah.
He is a tremendous bloke.
Yeah. Mad punter.
Well, that's where it was at. So it was quite a night.
Okay. You know the Australian cricket team is getting old when they start giving each other nicknames such as Dorothy, Rose and Blanche.
The Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Wow. That'd be Arthur, wasn't she, a sort?
One of them was. One of them certainly was.
Good looking bloke.
I don't know if it was her then. I don't know. Number 3. After watching Para over the last few weeks, Kieran Foran must blank.
Kieran Foran must be looking at his bank account for reassurance.
Yeah, I'd be wanting a retainer. I'd massively be wanting one. After watching Para over the last few weeks, I got blunt and wrote, Kieran Foran must be shitting bricks. You know why? Because I just love that expression.
Someone had a crack at me about, oh, there's 10 out. How can you say this? They're down by 10. Well, not really. They're 10 out. One of them they got rid of, let's be honest. So one of them you can't say, oh, we're unlucky, he's gone.
One of them wasn't doing much.
Well, I'm talking about Sandia.
Number 4. Jeff Tuvey was offered a sweetener deal from Manly as a Fiji talent scout. Manly should blank.
Do you want to go first or you want me to?
I said Manly should shove it up their ass.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I love Jeff Tuvey. I do. I love him or hate him. You can't deny his passion for that club. And yeah, I just think that's a slap in the face. He'll just do the old Tim Sheens thing and just sit on his little... check for the next 12 months at his house on Narrabeen Lakes and enjoy himself. What do you got?
Tuvey was offered a sweetener from Manly as a Fiji talent scout. Manly should try and fill that position with a man with a mullet who owns a Chimera and an ability to drink lots of Fiji bitter. I'm raising my hand for that gig.
I heard
and
a
if they need another guy to do Vanuatu and Samoa, I'm up for that as well.
Yeah, well, wouldn't be the worst job.
Now,
but
what a gig.
Number 5, Dave Taylor is heading to Super League. He'll be remembered as blank. You go.
He'll be remembered as another bloke who didn't own a mirror. Because that bloke plays like a 5'8", and when he's at the body of a front rower.
Yeah.
And could be destructive.
Dave Taylor is heading to Super League. He'll be remembered as blank. And that's my answer. He will be remembered as blank. He will
that's,
not be remembered.
That's just the look on his face.
Fantasy footy ramping up again this week, legend.
Yeah.
Sports Fantasy Pro.
Round 22.
With another 10G up for grabs. Imagine how good it'd be to just go down to the Keno shop and and put $10,000 on it. I know it's not a Keno shop, but you know what I love.
That's called the casino.
I always, the game I play on Keno tries to win me $10,000. Never do. This one could though. Sports Fantasy Pro, Australia's biggest daily and weekly fantasy footy with free and pay-to-play games, giving away over $10,000 every round, including this round's monster $2,000 weekly challenge. Imagine getting paid that much. You couldn't.
No, that's about a month. That's Super League money.
$2,000 weekly challenge this week. It's free to enter. You can play over the whole round, over one day, or even a single game. Just select your fantasy team. Watch them rack up fantasy points on the live leaderboard. Go to sportsfantasypro.com now to win your share of the $10,000 cash. Get in there, select your team. I noticed Tommy Trbojevic was one of the wingers of the week last week, and how good did he play?
Good Lord.
He's a fantastic young player. It's Sports Fantasy Pro. It's your team.
Your game.
Top five time. This is where we get my trusty chocolate wheel, the revived chocolate wheel. It had a nail fall off this week. I had to pop another one in there.
Oh.
Bunnings? No, I had to take it out of petty cash. So I should have probably run that one past you.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's tip top. It was $1. Yeah, heavy nails. So we've got this chocolate wheel. Got a bunch of top five topics on there. We've had some fun ones so far. So without any further ado, let's spin the wheel, see what top five comes up, and we'll take it from there. Ooh. And not anyone must have done that one. Oh.
Worst haircuts. No.
Top five. No, that word doesn't say haircuts, mate. Oh. That word says top five blokes you'd want on your side in a stink.
Ooh.
I like that. Doesn't have to be sportsmen, does it?
Well, it's up to you.
I've got a few in mind that I... Anyway, let's go. Number five, you can go.
Okay. Mine is former Origin legend, hard man, and multiple club playing back rower. And I say that because, first of all, he's a bloke that loves a stink.
Yeah,
not
absolutely.
Just can stink, but loves a stink.
Yeah.
But first-hand experience, seen him have a blue.
What? Hang on. Is this why we've beeped his name out?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Seen him have a blue.
Yeah.
At King's Cross on basically a Mad Monday.
Yeah.
And he went outside and towed this bloke who can go.
Yeah.
And then picked him up. Took him inside, and they were having a beer the last time I saw them.
Of course they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. So I'd have him on my
That's
side.
It's like an all is fair in love and war sort of day. Thing. Number four, I've got Ben Cray. All right. Hang on.
This is smoky I didn't see coming.
Hang about. No, that's top five blokes you'd not want on your side in a stink.
You've read it wrong.
My mistake. That one was supposed to be Jason Statham.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Might just be a movie character, but yes. Is really fucking tough.
Well, Seagal must get a sniff too, you'd imagine.
No, because I saw him doing a martial arts demonstration the other day, and it was one of the worst things I've ever seen. Search YouTube for Steven Seagal martial arts demonstration, and then put the parameters on to like be like the last month or last year or something like that. On YouTube.
Clive's got some work to do, hasn't he?
Wow. He's the worst.
Okay.
While Jason Statham is the best. So there you go. He might be fictional, but I'll have him on my side. You go now.
Here's another one. Here's a bit of a smoky if you want to talk about smokies.
Oh, I should have gone Vinnie Jones. Yep, go on.
Hasn't he done time as well?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Connected.
Yeah. Number three, Justin Langer.
Okay, explain.
Okay, well,
just his gritty open battingness.
Well, you know he's a bastard because he used to give it to fast bowlers, even though they were trying to kill him.
Yeah,
but I just want to throw one little fact in that obviously a few of you might know.
Okay.
Black belt Zendu Kai. I'll have him any day.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
Oh, again, Jamie Bura. He's a black belt.
Is he?
Yeah.
Jamie Bura.
Dropped the ball. Yeah. Yeah. Bad knees, though. Oof. So, you know, you got
your knees,
target.
Go the knees.
Number two, I'm going to go another cricketer, actually. Andrew Simons.
Can go.
Can you? Do you remember that? Do you remember that streaker?
Oh,
who
yeah.
made the mistake of running past him. And he put a shoulder charge on him that would have made Kane Evans embarrassed to have done that one last Friday night. Exceptional. And I just feel with how loose Simo is.
Yeah.
He would have been... He would be great to be in
the league. I'll tell you, he'd go even better if you said you're fighting over a beer.
Yeah. Or a woman.
Yeah.
Number one, we ought to probably throw the bat for this one.
Okay.
And... if you don't mind, the old Grey Nichols Diner Drive with Jeff Marsh's signature on it. Hey, we're talking about Marshies, the Diner Drive classic.
Why did Jeff Marsh spell his name wrong? That's weird.
Okay, Hills or Valleys, go.
Valleys.
Valleys it is.
I win.
Go for it.
Jeez, I wish I had this much like at Star City. Number one, topical. And even though it's the top five blokes you want on your side.
I already said Ben Cray.
No. Ronda Rousey.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was intense, that fight.
Undisputed, undefeated UFC bantamweight champion. And has the complete game hoodie. Can stand up and fight you, take you to the ground and fight you. And if nothing else, if she's on your side in a fight, is it going to look good?
Jesus.
Because she's, well, wow.
She's really scary.
Wow.
Put it that way.
But not to look at.
The NRL Round 22 Preview brought to you by SportsFantasyPro.com. Get involved right now. Sports Fantasy Pro. Friday night, Broncos versus Bulldogs, Suncorp Stadium.
What was that site again?
What?
Doesn't matter.
Broncos, Bulldogs, Suncorp Stadium. I don't like to say it to you, but I reckon the Bulldogs are going to be flatter than your Kamira's tyres after last week's game.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, Buck the Bronco. He might need a substitute.
He's now going to have
to not have a nice lie down after the game. I've got imagine a feeling it's going
to
be a big score.
Imagine if they brought out a little Shetland pony to replace. Like he was the one waiting in the wings. And
a fluffer.
And the big one goes down. He's like, right, it's my time. And he just trots around with his little kid on the back of him. Broncos $1.35 favourites. I think they're going to bounce back and run roughshod.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on the Bulldogs with your money.
Speaking of the Broncos, the team that wiped them last week, the Eagles and the Rabbitohs are playing at Brookvale Oval in the return of the unwanted gift shield. Oh, that's an interesting play on words by Clivatron over there.
Clivatron, wow.
Yeah.
The C-bomb.
His new age nickname. $1.87 each.
That surprises me.
Equal favourites.
I've got to be honest.
Manly have hit form last week.
Who's your pick?
If I'm going off the odds and they're both $1.87, I'm saying the Seagulls with a marginal chance because it's Brookvale.
So is this the return of the unwanted gift or the battle over Luke Burgess? No, you have him.
Yeah, one of those ones. Manly to win for more.
I'll go the Rabbitohs just for a point of difference.
Saturday, Warriors $1.80, Dragons $1.95, Westpac Stadium in Wellington. this is our coach has more hair than your coach. That's good. I still couldn't pick Brian, what's his name, out of a lineup. He's one of those anonymous coaches.
Andrew.
Just like the anonymous players.
Brian.
Oh, Brian McLennan. Andrew McFadden. There you go. Brian McLennan, he was like two coaches ago, wasn't he? See, that's the whole thing.
Or Brian McFadden.
Brian McFadden. Is that who I said? Brian McFadden?
I don't know.
Oh, for isn't God's
he
sake.
Delta's ex.
Oh,
or something?
It's too late at night for this. That's exactly who he is. Yeah. Andrew McFadden.
Can I tell you? Absolute tossback. Anyway.
Warriors, $1.80. Dragons, $1.95. I don't know. Dragons? That's a toss of a diner drive.
Yeah, I can't touch the Warriors without Sean Johnson.
Sharks, $2.40 versus Cowboys, $1.53. Raimondo Stadium. Surely the Cowboys. They just love being on the road this year. It's like a bizarro world.
The one thing I'll say is, are they due for a loss?
They've probably been up. I'm pretty sure the Sharks are the only ones who've dusted them, actually, in the last...
You know, you've got to have a loss before the semis, you know. That's what they say. That's the loss we needed.
I'm pretty sure the Sharks are the only team to have beaten them in the last couple of months.
That might be the case too, yeah.
Cowboys, please. Eels Panthers, the TIO Stadium, Darwin. The Battle of the West in the North for two teams heading south. Cup. Oh, I like that. That's good. TIO Stadium, Darwin. Eels and Panthers. Why? That seems ridiculous, that one, doesn't it? Like, they just need to jump over the back fence to go and play next to each other.
Yeah.
And they're going all the way to Darwin to play.
Or did they have some sort of vision where they thought, you know what? We're both going to be struggling. Let's get out of town for this one.
They've really sold themselves short. Like, surely if they're going to fill the ground, that is the week. Anyway.
Saying that.
Panthers.
If Darwin Tourism or Northern Territory Tourism want to toss them 250, why not?
Exactly. Panthers for mine.
Yeah, same. I wouldn't back the Eels ever.
Sunday, do we even talk about this one? Storm Titans, Amy Park. Titans, $4.85 outsiders.
Wow.
Can't back them.
Yeah. Hoping to play another team in a good form.
Yeah. Storm all the way.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, geez. Speaking of long odds.
The next one.
Knights v Roosters, Hunter Stadium. I think this is going to be referred to as the This Could Get Ugly Shield. Knights are $5.20 outsiders. Roosters $1.14. I can't believe I'm reading them. Roosters.
Would the Roosters pull up flat after last week, do you think? Or do you reckon they've grown a leg because of the way they won?
On that same note, do you think Blake Ferguson's redeemed himself? I'm so sick of everyone.
Your mate Gus Gould.
I heard an interview with Mitchell Pearce on the radio the other day, and he did everything in his power to say how much of a fantastic bloke he is.
Yeah.
Sorry, not.
No.
Yellow dress girl, Mitchell.
Get away from him, Junior.
Monday. The Raiders v Tigers, GIO Stadium. Raiders are favourites. Tigers.
Bit of a whisper.
Yeah.
I've heard the Tigers have been doing ball work in Liquorland cool rooms all week. Whoa. To try and get used to playing in Canberra this Monday
night. At the Raiders. If it was any other night, Friday, Saturday or Sunday, it wouldn't be as cold. But because it's Monday night.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's Monday night, it just seems like it's going to be freezing down there.
Dark and cold.
So to that end, Raiders. Mm. Raiders all day. There you go. The round 22 preview brought to you by sportsfantasypro.com. Go on, get involved. $10,000 up for grabs.
Mm. Now, big announcement.
The Twitter challenge.
We need some of that, more of that violin music, don't we?
Yeah, here it is. Have we resigned? We conceded.
We've down tools.
We've down tools. The just wasn't working.
No, there's only so many angles you can you can go at.
The terms dead horse and flog come to mind. We did our final goodbyes to our Twitter challenge this week, which is former legend trying to get Sally Fitz to follow and reply. Myself, Shane Warne, to follow and reply after last week. I don't really want to anyway, so we'll get to that in a sec. What did you say to Sally to wrap it up?
Well, it was over two tweets, and so I wrote, "Hi, it's Sally Fitz. This is my last tweet to you. As part of the SCTTB underscore podcast Twitter challenge, I had to get a reply and a follow from you, but no luck. Well played, and best of luck for the rest of the year, and thanks for the two favourites on my tweets."
Well, if that isn't the sappiest, suckiest tweet I've ever heard.
Yeah. She hasn't done anything wrong with
you. Were hoping for just a last hurrah, weren't you?
I was going for golden point there. I thought, you really come on.
So before we get to my one, our new tactic is that we want to invite you guys to tweet us at Late Mailman, at former underscore legend, at FCTTB underscore podcast. Tell us who we should assign for the next round of Twitter challenge. But there's a catch.
Yeah, listen to this. Listen careful. Do not put the celebrity's Twitter handle in your tweet.
Because otherwise it'll just give the game away.
For sure, put their name in, but don't put their Twitter handle in. So if you've got suggestions, porn stars, obviously the Late Mailman will be up for some gay porn stars.
I reckon if you got me to try to get a follow and a reply from some person with a green egg profile photo from Costa Rica, I'm sure, you know, one of those bots that you can buy for a dollar for 10,000 followers or whatever.
If someone wants to suggest Bridget the Midget for the Late Mailman.
Never heard of him. So anyway, my resignation.
So your final tweet?
My resignation tweet to Shane Warne. Let me just get the old Nokia 5110 out. I got Twitter on this the other day.
Dearly beloved.
It's very interesting.
We are gathered here today for the final tweet.
So here we go. Time to come clean at Shane Warne. Challenge on at FCTTB underscore podcast was to get a reply and a follow from you. Shit out of luck. Ah, well. Hashtag I stand with Adam. You right there?
Sorry.
Hashtag I stand with Adam. That last bit was important because Shane Warne spoke out during the week about Adam Goods. Just to get on board with his mate Dermy Brereton, who also spoke out like a fucking pelican. Which leads me to this week's weekly full credit to the boys awards. And this week I'm going to turn on its head and do my celebrity first. So
now,
here we go.
This is like a segue.
At Shane Warne, it was a CU. At Shane Warne tweets, people not supporting Skipper at M Clark 23 will have egg on their face at the end of the next test. Class is permanent and form is temporary. Shane, I would argue that in your instance, class is temporary and form is permanent. Because my friend, you have not done yourself any good this week. You've made absolutely zero new fans and I'm sure you've probably lost some with the absolute drivel which has come out of your fingers. Is that a way you say it? Just learn to live with a little bit of
humility,
a little bit of dignity, a little bit of humility and a little bit of dignified silence. I'm really off him. And therefore, I'm happy that the Twitter challenge is wrapped up. That was my...
chapter one of the Twitter challenge.
Well, yeah,
Twitter
that's right. That part of it, yeah. So that was my celebrity of the weekly full credit to the Boys Awards, which is your chance to get on here and do something funny. And we'll include you on the show. Amateurs and celebrities. I've done my celebrity. You now kick yours off.
Do you want me to do amateur first?
Do both of them at
once. At once. That's going to be hard. All right. My amateur is at Knocked Up Misses.
Yep.
Who tweeted, the oust 100 must be getting sick of unpacking and packing up their signs.
Yeah.
And I like that because it was a reference to our to the podcast and also I thought it was very, very clever.
Nice. Your celebrity?
At Fire Up on FBI.
Yes.
Brett Oden.
Very
funny. The author of many good tweets.
Very funny.
Contrary to earlier reports, Kane Evans has been charged by the match review committee. Charge is being awesome, grade 5. Will plead guilty.
That reminds me of my Riddick Bowe tweet from a few weeks back.
Too, yeah.
Where they say you are what you eat. I don't remember being eating a fucking legend. That's good. My amateur this week is someone called at Willie_VB93. Wilson Smith is his name, apparently.
Right.
Very simple tweet this week. You know who would have stopped that try? Joel Reddy. Hashtag NRL Rabbitohs Panthers. Because I did my weekly Joel Reddy search on Twitter the other day, and I saw a bit of vitriol about him, and this was like a rose amongst the thorns.
Did you rip into any?
So there you go. Blocked a couple of people.
Did you?
Yeah, without even actually interacting with them. Fuck them. Joel Reddy for life. Boys Sack Time. This is mail and feedback from you guys. A little bit of feedback this week. At Troy M. Banks, for example. You might like to discuss this one. Please talk about how painful Jason and Beck Stevens are on Sydney Weekender. Hashtag fart at a funeral. You're an avid Sydney Weekender watcher.
I was going to say, if you've come to a place where people talk about things they don't really know about, this is the place. So we're going to talk about Sydney Weekender. And I'm just going to guess and say, as painful as his time on the Footy Show, where he was Matty Johns' whipping boy.
And he seemed to have to remind us every... Well, 2 minutes or so that
he's a Christian.
He'd gone 7 years without, you know.
Without Ronnie.
Yeah, whatever, mate.
Yeah.
No one cares.
So, let's just cut to the chase, Troy. Shithouse. There you go.
Yeah. At One-Eyed Tiger as well, one of our frequent tweeters.
Mm.
They're in the frequent tweeter club, I believe. You made that up, didn't you? You implemented
club.
The frequent tweeter club.
The FTC.
Yeah.
FCTTB FTC.
Yes, that's the one, yeah. Mm. He says, Adam Reynolds dropped a full credit to the boys during the press conference at South's training this morning. CC'd Steve Hart Fox on there as well. I feel like Steve Hart Fox is trying to steal our thunder or something. which was good. Couldn't get the audio of that one, though. However, our friend at Salt Horse, which I think you spoke about him just a little bit earlier, he also tweeted us last Friday night, massive credit to all 17 of the boys and credit to the boys. Is Jared Warrior Hargreaves on the full credit to the boys payroll? I didn't really know what he was talking about because I didn't see the post-match interviews.
Mm.
Have a listen to this.
Yeah, I'll be battered and bruised tomorrow, but massive credit to all 17 of the boys tonight. You know, we got away with a a solid lead there, and they came back. Credit to the Bulldogs, and you know, just showed true character. And it's a credit to our boys.
That's a treble.
Well,
that's a treble.
That's bordering on orgasmic, isn't it?
It's just exceptional. Mind you, he danced around every different possible wording of it. Didn't get the full in there.
Yeah,
but
he knew what he was doing.
He absolutely did. He was fucking with us, is what he was. So there you go, Joe Rhea Hargreaves. Bloody well done, mate. And would you believe, like, one of the hardest men in the game, one of the toughest men in the game, ripping bloke.
Good.
Absolute ripping good bloke off the field. So if any of, not a Roosters fan, just by the way, but absolute champion bloke. So there you go. Anything else this week?
Let's do a hashtag for our Twitter challenge. What can it be? FCTTB Twitter challenge. All one word.
Is that a bit long?
All right.
What about FCTTB TC? Is that too hard?
That's too hard. That's
bloody hell.
That's a mess.
Go on, Clive. What about FCTTB challenge?
Okay.
Yes?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
So, hashtag FCTTB challenge.
There you go.
Give us some ideas about who we can include in the next chapter of the Twitter challenge. Do not put their Twitter handles in your suggestions.
You can get us at FCTTB underscore podcast, at late mailman, at former underscore legend. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Full Credit to the Boys. Brought to you by Sports Fantasy Pro's $10,000 NRL Round 22 prize pool. Get there, sportsfantasypro.com. We'll see you next week.
If anyone knows a good mechanic who can make one good Khmer out of six shit ones, can you please contact me? Thank you. Goodbye.